Hello and welcome to RC Talk, the voice of Ratio Christi at Marshall University. My name is John Mays, I'm your host. I'm also the regional director for the states of West Virginia and Pennsylvania, along with being the chapter director at Marshall University, home of the Thundering Herd. Hey, I know it's been a long time since I did a podcast, almost 2 months, and I want to update you on what's been going on. Some of you know, I don't know how many, anyway, it doesn't matter, that my stepdad passed away back on May the 9th, and it's been a rough few weeks, to say the least. Tragic as death may be, he did profess to be saved, and I guess, you know, no one knows. I felt like he's saved, so, you know, I don't know of anybody that ever says, well, their loved one went to hell, so that's not probably an appropriate thing to say. But the hard part is not so much that my stepdad passed away, and it's not the reason that I haven't been doing podcasts or blogs or anything like that. I guess it has to do with it, but it's been so hard because of my mother. You know, if you've listened to my podcast in the past, that I use my mom a lot for examples, and she makes that easy, but she's not made the passing of her husband easy in any stretch, and I'm not going to bash her because I love my mother and I want to help her. So I guess my goal here is just to update those who listen on what has actually been going on, or maybe what the future holds. So, to begin with, I'm going to attempt to upload this, and I've been experimenting with it for now over an hour, to a different format or distributor. I don't know how you would say that. I currently record on what is called Audacity, and then I transfer it to FeedBurner, then I transfer it to WordPress, and those who aren't podcasters have no idea and probably don't care about any of that. Point being, there is something that I've discovered called Anchor FM, and it's free, so that's always a plus. But it would appear from the past hour that I still need to record elsewhere to be able to edit. I don't know. I'll figure that out as we go. But for now, let's just assume this is going to work. And let me go on to tell you what's been going on. As I said, my stepdad passed away, and I've had to spend a lot of time with my mom. She is... oh, my goodness. She is next to God and my wife and family. There's no words. She's one of the most wonderful women you would ever meet. However, she has struggled, and which isn't unusual, but she's struggling in a way that I feel she needs help. Unfortunately, her and I have probably argued more than we should have during this time frame. But it's only because I do love her and I'm trying to help her I don't know really how far to go with sharing what's been going on, other than to tell you I've been spending a lot of time at my mother's home, which is in Logan County. It's about an hour drive from where I record and reside. My wife, my kids, we've all been chipping in, for lack of better terms. I mean, my wife is right up there with my mother as far as, she's amazing. She's been so supportive through this process and this time of hardship that I don't know how I could have gotten through it, much less being the son I'm supposed to be to my mother. One of my mother's fears, I guess her entire life, was that if something happened, that I would, in her words, put her in a home. And I have no intentions of doing that, never have and never will. But in the same sense, she does need someone to take care of her, or at least be with her. And herein lies the problem. She doesn't remember. And that's okay. I don't care to repeat myself to her to help her, but in the same sense, she has been left in a tough situation, to say the least. Shown's a home that needs to be sold. She owns some property that needs to be sold. Different things that I've been trying to do outside your everyday funeral arrangements. It's been a long few weeks. So I just want you to know that I guess I feel like I'm putting my priorities where they're supposed to be, biblically, but in the same sense, behind the scenes, outside of not recording podcasts and writing blogs, I'm still with you as far as being the regional director and chapter director at Ratio Christi. In fact, God has given me many opportunities to share during this time frame. I've shared at the hospital. I've shared at the wake, at the funeral. Unfortunately, it's been pretty much the same frustrating scenarios, but still, I've had that opportunity. I've also taught a 6-week class at a church in the local area. I'll go ahead and Regeneration Church. Thank you, Pastor Tracy Tooley, for the opportunity. It was a humbling experience, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. I provided what ended up being 7 weeks of an overview of apologetics, why we believe Christianity to be true based on a circumstantial evidence and a cumulative case of circumstantial evidence, should I say. So through all of it, I have tried to focus. It's been hard. I need you to pray for me. Pray for my family. Pray for my mother, that her eyes and her heart are open and that she thinks clearly. Oh my goodness. It's harder than what I expected to put into words, but in the same sense, it's so, maybe God's teaching me patience. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. The whole point, like I said, behind all of this is to just give you an update of what's going on and where I've been, and it's all involved the death of my stepdad, but the focus has been on my family, my mother and my immediate family as far as my wife and children. So I pray that you understand that my priorities, I feel like, are where they're supposed to be, and I'm not leaving you. I have no plans of leaving you. In fact, I feel, along with God teaching me through this time a lot of different things, that He's also maybe opening some doors for me. Logan County has, well, the exact area that my mother lives in, has 10 churches, all of which are dead. And I know that may hurt somebody's feelings if you're listening from that area, but That's what I do, is the truth, and I don't mean that harsh. It's just that what God has called me to do is to share the truth and defend the truth of Christianity. When I finished college a few years ago, I knew in my heart that God wanted me to plant a church in that area. And I still feel that. I felt it for 10, 15 years, however long it's been at this point. This may be that opportunity. I don't know. So I have a friend that I've spoken with over there that we may start a Bible study. There's a lot of opportunities that I think God is presenting through this time of learning and sorrow and everything that's going on. However, on the bright side, that's a huge opportunity to start a Bible study in that area, to possibly plant a church. There's a community college that I may be able to start another Ratio Christi organization at. I have a couple of people interested in starting a club at Concord University in the fall semester, so that's positive. The blog and the podcast will resume. I know this is Thursday, and I normally do podcasts on Tuesday, so be assured, barring any unforeseen circumstances, and my goodness, there's been a lot of those lately, but the podcasts will return at their regular time. It will be delivered, I guess, from what I said earlier, Anchor FM. That doesn't, like I said, mean anything to you, I wouldn't think, unless you're a podcaster. But outside of that, Ratio Christi as a whole, let me give you a quick update there, has updated our website. Prayerfully, you'll be able to at least visit it. It is full of information. I mean, it's your one-stop shop, as they say, for apologetics. It's really impressive. I'm thankful for the team we have that has put so much work in behind the scenes. We have new marketing material. I mentioned that previously. I have a new, I think it's called a a windbreaker. It's not a windbreaker. Something that goes over my microphone. It's supposed to eliminate maybe the way I talk. Maybe when I emphasize an S or a T. I don't know. Again, something that you probably don't care about. Point being, the whole idea behind this entire going on 13 minutes that I've rattled on here was I just didn't want those who do listen to think that I had quit or something had happened, or something did happen. But I apologize for just leaving you in the dark and just stopping without updating you. So here's your update of what's going on, and it will continue. Prayerfully, you will continue to listen, share it with others. Prayerfully, this new way I'm going to distribute it will be a benefit, and all of it for God. None of it for me or anything else. So, in the meantime, if you have questions or answers, I mean, I feel free to email me, johnmays@ratiochristi.org. I'm pretty transparent. I'll tell you anything that you ask for the most part. I do ask that you pray for my mother, and don't try to be too personal if you want to know details of what's going on in her life, because honestly, that's none of your business. And she has, sorry, that didn't sound very nice, but she has enough friends giving her advice that's confusing her. And that's beside the point as well. If you want to be a part of Ratio Christi and this particular ministry that I am leading or have been honored to be a part of for so long, going on my sixth year, you can join our financial support team at johnmays.ratiochristi.org. And for those that have never listened to our podcast in the past, the reasoning behind the music at the beginning and end is Thunderstruck, a song by AC/DC. However, the University Marshall plays Thunderstruck because it's home of the Thundering Herd, and I felt that it would only be appropriate to use the same music that they use in identifying Ratio Christie with Marshall University. With all that said, I don't think you've been thunderstruck, but prayerfully you've been enlightened.